Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Flipping, you're reacting to new information, man. Sure. And give these guys credit. If Curry goes, it'll never happen, 2-for-20 from three, we're going to be losing our minds.
No, we're like, not. No, we're not.
You know, that was a bad one. If some said player A goes 2-for-20, you're going to be like, he's in a slump.
If Klay Thompson comes back and starts out with 7 clunkers or not great games, people are going to say he's done.
See, I won't.
Well, I won't either, because to me it's a two-year process. How about the two-year process on the injury?
That was the first time I tried to do an analogy and couldn't come up with anything. But anyway, go ahead. First day back.
You don't mind flipping. You don't mind saying what's really on your mind at that moment.
It was all right. Yeah. It was all right. What was I going to say about Klay? What do you think was going on? I don't want to get off track.
No,
that was just so strange to me.
Steiny, and I sat in my living room as long as he sat on the bench thinking, well, let me think if it were me. And you asked me, and I'll share with you. There's part of me that there was something eating at him or him telling himself that, like a gauge, he wasn't where he thought he would be at this juncture. And the fact that it was getting closer, or again, why would you go melancholy on something that's going to give you joy,
well, maybe
which
was,
is right around the corner? And I get
that might have gotten emotional.
No
maybe.
Doubt.
But and I thought it was a little strange.
People
like,
came out. Kurt, they all came out later on. It didn't just end.
I'm not questioning.
And we love Klay. I'm with you.
But wouldn't most people do that in the locker room?
Yeah. But emotion, you never know when it's going to get the best of you.
Yeah.
You ever cry?
Of course.
In public.
S-O-F.
Let's go to Rich in Fremont. Let me think about that for a minute.
Oh, I got
to
give Rich some love.
In public. Yeah. Why?
He left me a voicemail.
Oh.
Rich did.
I don't like
just
that.
Just about things going on in the world. And read me a script, not a scripture, just some positivity.
Oh, no.
Rich, you are the man. I forgot. Did I tell you thank you?
You did.
Yeah,
you
okay,
did.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
That, man.
I appreciate you.
I mean, but, here's my, Rich, and I'm going to obviously. Yeah. Rich, hold on.
Positivity.
The only thing I worry about is when you say something like that to Rich, our listeners are like, well, this is like inside. Please include us and everybody else. They want you to be as close with them as you are with Rich.
Oh, I am. And okay. Rich, I've been on this podcast, so have you. But, yeah, Rich, he had nothing to gain. He just reached out, left a voice, and it
nice.
Helped my day. I was going through some stuff, you know, wife yelling, barking.
I got you.
And then Rich, thank you, Rich. That's all.
Yeah. And, you know, this is the thing. You're right. You have been on my Game Face podcast. I've been trying to get Simon to do it, but, you know, he's bigger than us. So, you know. But anyway, I just wanted to chime in on the Niner game, and I just kind of felt like, you know, this was a resurgence game. But I still believe that at the end of the day, they got to do something about that running game, because what they're doing is they're trying to use Deebo Samuel as a Swiss Army knife. And really, at the end of the day, y'all need to use Deebo Samuel for what he's there for. He's a receiver. Because eventually what happened is going to get worse. He's just going to get more and more hurt. And now you're going to have your best player, which to me this year, he is the best player on the team. He's going to get hurt, and then what are you going to do? And as far as the Warriors go, and Simon, you probably don't remember me telling you this, but at the beginning of the season, I believe you had them, I believe, at either 8 or 9, and I had them a top 4 in the Western Conference. That was before the season started, because I looked at everybody who they had, And I looked at the emergence of Jordan Poole, and I thought, okay, you know what? This team is better than everybody thinks. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yes, sir. I'll give Rich credit for that. Yeah. They're 18-2.
I had them winning 50. Now I'm talking 73. When is 73
settle.
Ludicrous?
Settle.
No, seriously, Steiny.
Roll out, baby.
Ludicrous.
You like that?
Yeah, Luda. Yeah. I'm going to give you a three.
A-X.
But seriously.
Relax.
When do you say to anybody? No, if I'm telling you or your daughter say, hey, Dad, I think they're going to win 73. At what point do we say, that's slow down? This thing's out of control.
I'll tell you what.
Go ahead. Because
Did somebody have the schedule up? I know they got Phoenix, and then they're getting ready to go on an East Coast trip. All right?
There's not a lot of good
teams. Do you have the schedule in front of you?
I'm bringing it up right now. Okay. You know I'm slow. Go ahead. I got it up right now.
Okay, they got Phoenix, and then who after Phoenix the second time?
I had the league schedule. Okay, so they got Phoenix.
Right.
Let me bring them to
Phoenix.
Yeah, hold on, Sonny. You know,
if you just Google Warriors schedule,
I know how to bring it up.
It'll usually come up.
It's right here
and it
now.
Won't be the
okay. So we got Phoenix.
Okay.
All right. Then they go to they got Denver at home. Hold on.
All right. Never mind. Let's
do it now because I got it up. Now.
Do you really? Or are you saying?
No,
or are you just
it.
Saying you do?
At Phoenix.
Okay.
Then they come home Friday.
Phoenix again. Yes.
Home against San Antonio.
Okay,
home against Orlando.
All right. That'd be
home little... against Portland.
Okay.
Dame can't play against Steph.
Five.
At Philly. Maybe
six.
No Embiid. At Indiana. This
seven.
Is tricky
Embiid
talking
will
about.
Be back. He's already
at
back.
At New York, the Knicks.
Eight.
At Boston.
Nine.
At Toronto.
10. That's the end of the road trip,
yeah.
Right?
And then they're home against
Steph,
which we think could be Clay's
I'll tell you what.
Stein.
And they're 18-2 now.
Wow.
And they got a long five
tell
game.
Me.
They got a tough five
to
game
me.
Road trip. I mean, they still got to go like 9-1 over the net. You know what I mean? They got to go 9-1.
But the way they're playing. Okay.
Look, if they go 7-3, it's over. Like, but those standards are ridiculously high.
Have you seen a player, and I'm including Jordan and Kobe, because it's different times now, frustrate a team? Or have no answer for this new basketball that Steph has implemented to where they get so flustered and frustrated that then you have the others, the GP2s. Is Wiggins an all-star this season?
No.
Why?
Well, because they're going to have Steph as an all-star.
It's going to be the record.
Draymond Green will
be
an all-star.
Well, my thing to you is he's playing up to those standards.
He's having a nice year. I don't know if he's an all-star.
And Draymond,
maybe they deserve three.
He said it. His kids. We both have kids. They now can
watch. I've never
Did
done anything like this for my kids.
Go and dunk it. Steiny.
You got to finish a sentence.
I can't. The Warriors are good. I really believe they
They're
got
better
action.
Than good.
And I'm going to say this.
They're
I was
better
off.
Than good.
I got the league pass. There are some, this has nothing to do with the Warriors, but let me get it off my chest.
Sure.
There are some bad basketball teams out there, or maybe they're not at full strength. This thing is, like, when's it going to stop?
Well,
I mean what
fairness,
I'm saying.
In fairness, you know, one of the problems the NBA has is there are a lot of teams that mail it in the first 2 months. I mean, they just do.
What does that look like? When you say mail it
looks in. Like, it looks like Denver, in a way, with a lot of guys hurt. Mm. It's like, you know what? It's like, it looks like the Lakers with LeBron not
Ooh,
playing.
That's a hard
eight games.
Watch right now. I love you, Spadoni.
But you're
but
right.
Damn.
The Warriors right now are the best team in the Western Conference. Well, we'll see that. We'll find out tomorrow.
And my last thing.
Because the Suns are hotter than the Warriors.
But let's be honest, the rat on the table
Uh-oh.
Is the Suns haven't got love like the Warriors have got more love because the Warriors were not supposed to be what they are. You got Klay and Wiseman out there. Why do who gets credit for this? Is Steph, Dre, any name, Kerr? They're treating every game like it's the fourth quarter of the game NBA Finals.
That worries me
Is
a
that
little.
Because of the last two seasons? Like they weren't, you know.
They're motivated. I don't think
they
there's
are motivated. That's a word, Steiny.
Let's go to Gene in Oakland.
Our guy, Gene.
Gene, what's going on, man? How you feeling about the Niners these days?
Hey, guys.
What's up, man?
A lot better. First of all, I hope you guys had a nice Thanksgiving.
Yes,
you
sir.
Too, Gene.
Thank you.
Anyways, Niners, I'll tell you, like a month ago, I was ready to toss in the towel on these guys. I thought they were starting to mail it in. I still can't figure out that Indy game. And I was out on Shanahan. I mean, I was actually hoping at one point that they would wind up 3-14 or 4-13. So the ownership would be so upset with Shanahan, they'd get rid of him despite his 4-year extension. But they've turned it around to their credit. They're starting to play a lot closer to what they were in 2019. I mean, they're not going to be that team. They're not going to be as good. But they're good enough to make the playoffs, of course, pending, Debo Samuel and Warner coming back, hopefully within a couple of weeks. They got, a couple of tough games against maybe Tennessee and Cincinnati. I'm not afraid of the Rams anymore. They could very well wind up, like 11-6 or, is that right? 11-6 mm-hmm. or 10-7.
Yep.
They probably want to be closer. They probably want to be 11-6 because if they play Tampa Bay, as you say, that they're going to get routed probably. But if they play, say, Dallas, I like our chances in that game because they didn't look that good against the Raiders. So, anyways, I'm feeling confident we can get into the playoffs. And depending on who we play, maybe we can win one, maybe the first round. That's about it.
Hey, Gene, let me run something by you that I ran by Steiny and the listeners. I honestly believe the 4-game losing streak and the things that were being said, I was the biggest Shanahan. I was criticizing him left and right. I honestly think this may be his best work. Forget 19, because they had good fortune. They had health. But for him to rally this team, and now they're 6-5, Gene Steiny, I think this could be his best coaching job since he's been here during his 49ers tenure.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I'm willing to admit I was wrong. I hope I was totally wrong. I mean, maybe this guy has figured things out. Mm. Maybe like his daddy, who started off not so good against when he was the Raiders coach, but then figured things out. Maybe he's learning, and he seems to be more open than I gave him credit for. So, yeah, by all means, tip my hat to Shanahan. I mean, to turn this thing around, that's to his credit for sure.
Thanks, Gene. Appreciate the call, as always. So in 4 weeks, you...
No.
Gone from fire him to...
I'll tell you what, the streets
coach
are talking.
Of the year?
They loved your finish a sentence. That's getting a lot of run. Relaford even checked in and read B. But no, it was bad. It was dire. Admit it. We were talking about him getting ran.
You know what? Actually, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to give the satisfaction.
To me or
no,
masses?
I'll always give you, give you the satisfaction. Everybody's a... Derek's in Richmond. What's up, Derek? How you doing, man? How about those Niners?
Hey, man, I love them, but quiet as a cat. I wish they would have gotten Mac Jones.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
I mean,
thanks, Derek. Appreciate the call.
But not today. Today's not the day. Because we don't even know if they made the wrong decision. Because, this is Jimmy's last hoorah. And right now they're 6-5 after they gotten off the Steiny. They had gotten their ass knocked down. This thing was going to get ugly, backstabbing, and all of a sudden, the 6th seed.
How many we got on Twitch.tv?
78. It's growing.
You got to get on Twitch.tv /95.7 the game.
And Twitch caught it.
You know, maybe you should turn your jacket around now. Make it to white. That white's tight, definitely.
We don't need props. That's like a prop. But I'll do it next break.
All right.
Because the jacket is the Warrior warm-up. This is the Warrior warm-up jersey.
Sure.
So the inside is the white with the W and the same words. And I took the picture thinking I played. And
gotcha.
Yeah. Some people out there
looked
at it wrong.
Yeah, I didn't. I was on your side on that.
Oh, thank you. Okay, that's my boy.
No doubt. Yeah. Let's go to. Oh, man.
Why would you say who could call to make it? Like if somebody ever says that guru, who's on the phone? And
you know
where's
Lori
in Phoenix?
You know who it is. It's Antonio in Oakland, the most optimistic fan in the Bay. And I say that complimentarily. Is that a word? What's up, A?
Yeah, I got the optimistic crown on my head. You know what I'm saying? But I love that win. We turned those Vikings into purple Barney the Dinosaurs yesterday. Elijah Mitchell, 6th round pick, doing what he does. See, he's been studying the Shanahan playbook for a couple of years.
Even unlike Trey Sermon, huh?
Their running scheme. Trey Sermon, nah, man, he's not looking so good right now. But I'm this guy, we got Elijah. And, like, Deebo Samuel, he's a combination of Bolden and Frank Gore. Yeah. The way he does is running and receiving. Like,
a little injury prone. Like
Gore, Frank Gore-ish.
Yeah, really? Yeah. Now, you really? Because he's been injury. Frank Gore, I consider an Iron Man.
Did he win that fight?
Deebo. It's not. The fight hasn't happened yet. Trying to get Darren Williams on, believe it or not.
Stay tuned.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I'm not. But
I got Gore. Williams ain't done nothing unless he's been hitting weights.
Darren Williams 6'5". He's gonna like bong him on the back, on the top of the head. Like a whack-a-mole.
Yeah. I don't know. Frank Gore seems like a Mike Tyson guy. He's a little small.
What's Tyson about? What's Gore about? 5'10"?
Yeah. Probably about that, yeah.
Okay. Speaking of boxing, man, I just...
I
finished the Ali documentary. Oh, but man, last weekend, just with some buddies, and we just got talking about boxing, and we just started putting on old fights.
Dude.
On a Saturday when it was about 75 outside.
I love
it. Was he special, Snidey?
He's beyond special.
Hey,
nobody can touch him.
Do you want to fight him? Hey,
nobody can touch him.
He's no Max Kellerman.
No, he can't. No Costas, no Buck. Nobody's close to Howard Cosell.
Wow. Where's he from?
I think New York. He used to be an attorney. And then
Howard was bad, Stein.
Yeah, he was. Let's go to Trey. Trey's in Vallejo. What's up, Trey? How you doing, man? What you got?
How you guys doing today, man?
What's up, Trey?
Hey, what's up, man? Guru, how you doing today, boy?
I'm hanging in, and I'm giving the Niners props. 6-5, Trey. What you got?
Well, this is what I want to say. This is what I want to say, you guys. Before we start getting all super juice, I'm not saying, man, they're playing good football. There's no denying that. The last 3 weeks, they've been looking good. Now, this is where I think we can get critical. This is it. If Seattle beats Washington, I'm going to start paying attention close to Seattle. Mm. Seattle's not going to give up.
Oh, no,
they're not.
No.
We all know that. They're not going to give up at 3-7. And if they beat Washington, we know what that's like for San Francisco to go up to that place up north in the Pacific North. That's like death row. Russell Wilson is 15-3 against the Niners. And if they win it...
All right, we're losing, Trey. Trey, we're losing you. He's still scared of the Seahawks.
But who told you that?
What?
I did. Oh, I told Producer E.
But why?
You weren't there.
You're not right if it hasn't happened yet.
No, I said tonight is the night. Betty White, if they beat, because your boy DK Metcalf, he went on Twitter, Stardy, and he put out 7 in a row. Because if you're saying 9-8
gets
them in.
Away.
If they win, then that game next week is going to mean something.
Well, even if it does, even if they don't win, I think that makes, I know they stink, but Washington, I think, goes to 5-6.
Washington wins, they're the 7th seed. They take over 5-6 over the Vikings.
Right.
That is. So Minnesota's, they're the 7th. They're not even out of it with that loss yesterday.
Why would they be? There's an extra game.
No, I don't like you making the playoffs not 500. If that's
seen the rest of the other teams though? They stink.
That's
kind of like the NBA. It just feels like there's a lot of down teams.
We are staring that in the face, Donnie. Down teams.
All right, coming up on the other side, I'm going to throw the number out, 888-957-9570. I'm going to give you a stat on the other side that scares the hell out of me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.